Good afternoon. Here we are. We are here in the studio as always, and this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are ready for a great show today. This is, and I wish I knew how to do the applause in here, and I don't, so we can just clap away, Pastor Jim. This is our This is our 500th show. Can you believe that?
Well, it's actually
501.
But
like Levi's.
Pastor was a little busy last weekend, so
yeah.
So we're celebrating it today. 500 shows, and you figured that out to be how many years?
9.5. The middle of April coming up will be our 10th year, exactly.
Incredible.
So 9.5 years, and we are so blessed to be able to be right here. Yes, last weekend I was off in Indiana having a wonderful time preaching a revival for the weekend, and that's not what happened to my throat, actually. You would think it would be, but it's really not. It's some crazy cold that's going around up in Indiana, and even my new grandbaby was suffering, and so, you know, it's just everybody was feeling a little punky. So somehow during that trip, I came back with it. But I am 100% better than yesterday. I could not talk and get any volume. So God is taking care of it. And so we had an amazing weekend. And Betty will be calling in here in just a minute. And she can give you her two cents about that weekend and how God moved in so many lives and in our lives, too. To cause us to just draw closer to God. And that may be her right now.
I hear the phone.
Let's see if it is Betty. Let me get all the right buttons pushed. Betty, is that you?
No, it's Nan.
It's Nan. All right, it's Nan.
Nanette.
Nan.
Hey, Pastor Jim. Pastor, how y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good. And this is our 500th show. And Nan, you've been a part of the radio team for how long now? How many years?
A little over five.
Okay.
I think it's what it is, yeah.
Because Pastor Jim and I just discussed, we are 9.5 years right now for the show. So going to be 10 in April. And today we have two of our Beacon of Hope people, Wendy and Chris, in the studio with us too, which is really cool.
Oh, I hate missing seeing them.
Yes, absolutely. So it's kind of great. We're just celebrating all around a Beacon of Hope. Because, I mean, it is quite a milestone to say that you got 500 shows under your belt.
And can I just brag just a smidge?
Please brag.
Today is also my 43rd birthday.
What? Oh, no, not your birthday.
My rebirth day.
Okay. Because I was thinking, he's a lot older than that.
I am a lot older than that, but in Jesus' years, I'm 43 today.
All right. So. Today? Really?
Yes.
And today is my granddaughter Rylan's 21st birthday, which we celebrated at noon today. And that's pretty cool. And it's a big day. But and that's cool, Pastor Jim, that it's your 43rd spiritual birthday.
How convenient this whole kind of fell together.
It did. It really was supposed to be last week. But with me on the road, we bumped it off to this week. So 501. And Nan, just give us a little insight before we go to a song here pretty soon, and Betty will be joining us in a minute. Give us a little insight about what it has meant to you to be on the radio show these 5+ years. And you have been, by the way, consistently with us on the team without taking even a break, hardly. You've been on a lot of Sundays, so you've clocked a lot of time right here in the studio, haven't you?
Yes, well, it's been really meaningful, you know, because I know that far-reaching is our ministry through that particular ministry of the church, and it's really exciting, you know, to be a part of that. You know, it's just, you know, we get a charge from it. I mean, we have a fun when we go in and do it, you know. I mean, we leave out some of how good it was and how the Lord really anointed, and, you know.
Oh, I know.
Really,
we do.
It's just, it's great. I mean, I love being part of it. I love being there.
Yeah, we never know what God's going to do, would you say? Isn't that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement.
And you know, even though we have a general idea like we do today, this is going to be a life-changing show, by the way. It's going to be a turnaround day for a lot of people. But, you know, so often God takes us in different directions. Talk to me about that, Nan.
Well, sometimes we think that we're going the direction where we're headed. All of a sudden, he sometimes will change that direction a little bit. You know?
Right.
And we we don't see down in the road. We only see what's happening right this time, and we just have to trust that things are going to work out, and they do, because he has a plan for all of us.
Exactly. And you know what's so amazing to me, because we do talk a lot about God's omnipotence, which is all-powerful, his omnipresence, he's everywhere at the same time, his omniscience, he knows everything about everyone at the same time. None of that is, our minds cannot even wrap around those concepts, can they, PJ? I mean, that's just plain crazy that God can be everywhere at the same time and caring about each of us and speaking to each of us. Talk to me about that.
And that's why he's God.
And that's why he is, yes.
I mean.
Yes.
It is hard to wrap our heads around that, because the infinitely powerful, all-knowing, we can't imagine that.
No,
and yet this, the God, the creator of the universe, loves us.
Right.
I mean, wants to be in relationship with us. And that, I think, is so important that we keep that in mind. Sometimes people think God is so far removed from us.
Right.
And, you know, our little, what we sometimes consider our little petty problems.
Exactly.
And yet, he's not.
Right.
He's right there. He wants to be involved. He wants to be in our lives. He wants basically a cooperative between us and him.
Amen. And we're going to talk a lot about that today. So, Nan, have you grown at all during these years that you've been a radio team member? Has it done anything for you spiritually, or have you just been one that give it all out, but nothing came back to you? Ha ha.
No.
I know the answer to that.
You know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Definitely things did come back. And, you know, I learned a lot, you know, by the other speakers and how the Lord leads and what we say and what we do, and then the other speakers talking. I picked up and learned a lot, you know, through the years.
Right.
Via that avenue.
It's really cool to share, you know, and I want to take a moment, Pastor Jim, to honor all the ones that have been radio team members through this 9.5 years. Nathan Burton is still one of our radio team members, but he and Connie Farmer, and I were the first radio team, quote unquote, the first ones back in April of 2007. It's when our church was in Dunedin, and then we started adding some people to that team, and Cricket and Kristen, Michelle, Catherine. There were just an awful lot of people through the years. Aaron, just several people through the years. Madeline. For all of those that have been a part of the radio team through these years, I personally, as Pastor Marcia McAllister, I didn't identify myself, I'm sorry, but I personally want to thank every single one of you that have spent countless hours in front of these mics right here in the studio and given of yourself tirelessly, no financial reward, but many, many spiritual rewards of being a part of this. PJ, do you want to say anything about that? Because we've been blessed with all these different ones that have been a part.
Yeah, we have been. It's been, well, I know I've been on, I think, maybe 7 years now.
I think so.
And I always look forward to it. It's never... And y'all should just see the emails Pastor sends me when she's going to be out of town. Can you please do this? It's like, I love doing the radio show. I really do.
Yeah, great job. You did it
and
last Sunday, yeah.
I look forward to it because I know I'm going to grow. I'm going to get, I'm like Nan said, I'm going to get something out of it.
Right.
Either from just, you know, from the songs, the songs that are played, the conversations that we have. I always leave here feeling better than when I walked
in. Me too.
And I'm usually feeling pretty good when I walk in the doors. I'm just feeling better when I walk out.
Oh, I totally agree. Chris, I saw your hand. Did you want to speak something? I'll turn your mic on if you want to say something. Just get up close to the mic. Go ahead. You're on.
I just wanted to say.
Get up closer to it.
I just want to say thank you for everybody that has made this show possible.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Wendy, did you want to add it, your 2 cents? Nope, she's okay. She goes, forget that. Yeah, you know, and that's true, Chris, because there's not been one Sunday in 9.5 years that we have not had the money to come in here and put it in the box before we start the show. That's the way it works. And we pay in advance. And there's not been one Sunday, Pastor Jim. God has been faithful all these years.
Yes, he has been every single Sunday.
Yes.
And I mean, that's pretty good for 9.5 years.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, God.
Amen.
Seriously. I mean, that's such a blessing that we can have this time to get the Word of God out.
Right.
And, you know, there have been times, well, when you and I have been doing it, or like when Nan and I are doing it, or whoever, when I'm hosting, that you just get that feel that there's somebody out there. God tells you there's somebody out there.
Yes.
That needs to hear what you're saying.
Right, exactly.
And,
yes.
You know, for those people that are hearing the show, and maybe something, a topic we're talking about or something is specifically to meet one person's need, that makes it worth it.
Oh, absolutely. It's all worth it. And while we're doing this, and Betty's going to join us in a minute after this next song, but, well, you know, I want to give a thank you to Lola, the owner of this station, and her late husband, Dave. It was Dave that got us on the network. It was Dave that I came to, and I said, here's my vision. Here's what I want to do. Oh, there you go. Okay.
There we go.
All right. Is there a chance we could get on the air with you folks? And he said, absolutely. When do you want? And I said, well, actually, we want 5 o'clock on Sunday. And he goes, all right, I'll take care of moving things around to make that happen. And then within like 2 months max, we realized that 1 hour was not enough. So we moved back to 4:30. Somebody dropped a show and we took 4:30 to 6. And that went on for a few years. And then we went to 2 hours. And we've been 2 hours for a real long time, probably 8 years at least. So,
no,
you know.
It was an hour and a half when I first
was
started.
Was it? Okay,
yeah.
Then.
It was an hour and a half.
And you've been on how long?
About 7 years.
Okay, there you go.
Because I remember the talks. We said, first of all, people wondered, can you all come up with enough to talk about
for two hours? That was a joke,
wasn't
it?
That's never been an issue.
No, that's never been an issue. No, and so, you know, God gets the glory ultimately, but also Dave and Lola for giving us that opportunity, and all the radio team members that are or have been a part of this show. We are extremely grateful. And you know, the other thing, PJ, this really speaks to faithfulness. Hanging in there and just keep doing. And that's what we're about at Beacon of Hope. Just keep doing it. Just keep getting the word out. No matter how many come, no matter how many listen, because we don't have any idea. But we do know that our coverage now is across 36 major cities. And in 8 countries, and on the internet, of course, is all over the globe. So we know we have a lot more coverage than we did when we first began.
Amen.
But, you know, none of that, it's just a matter of, it's in God's hands. You know, we don't stress over who listens and who doesn't.
Amen. Because if if we did, then
yeah,
I think we'd lose our focus.
Exactly.
And you know what? I believe that every Sunday that we're on, there's somebody listening who needs to hear what we're saying.
Yes.
And Wendy's giving me a big head shake up and down. Okay.
All right.
And that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's great. That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for.
Is to talk about the Word of God.
Amen. And we're going to talk about the Word of God today, so not just all about the radio shows. So hang with us. We're going to have our first song is The Well by Casting Crowns. You want to introduce that song and why that song is so important?
Because I like it.
I do too. But what it speaks of. The well. Just going to the well to find your strength. To find everything you need. And the well, of course, is Jesus.
Amen.
And the well will give you all that you need. Listen. Leave everything behind. New day.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life
chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, you just ain't gonna listen when nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry. Just come to the well and all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail, so leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. We'll try, but it can never fail, so leave it all behind and come to the well. Yeah, leave it all behind. The world will try, that you're full of love beyond measure. Your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah, it's all who thirst will thirst no. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail, so leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind, leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection,
leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection,
leave it all behind.
Your temporary pleasure,
leave it all behind.
Praise God. It's a new day, folks. Leave it all behind. All that would keep you from becoming all that God wants for you, leave it all behind. And I think Betty has just joined us. And Nan, I'm going to let you go in a minute because I know you have a big birthday celebration for your mama today. And happy birthday to your mama, breast cancer survivor, which is really wonderful. And yes. And did you have anything else you wanted to add before we get over to Betty? And by the way, we're going to Jeremiah 29, people. Go ahead.
I want to read a poem.
Go ahead.
I just wrote, I have a mighty plan for you. Simply trust that this is so. As you travel on in your journey, in me you will certainly grow. The plan that I have for your life is such a magnificent one indeed. Spend much time in powerhouse prayer, and of my word often read. You necessarily don't see it all, but believe that I have a plan. It will all come together for you, in my time, by my hand. Alas, for now you need to believe, knowing that my words to you are true. All things will work together for your good. I have so many things in store for you.
Oh, my heavens, I couldn't be more perfect for the verses that I just announced that you didn't hear me announce. So, therefore, you didn't even know that. And look what God's saying right now. What's the gist of that, Nan? And then we'll go to Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14. PJ, I'm going to ask you to read it when we get there. Go ahead.
He has a plan, and we need to trust.
That's right. And that's for every one of us. It's not just people that are in the ministry, right, Nan?
Right. No, it's for everybody.
Right.
If they choose.
Yes.
It's their choice. It's up to them.
Yes. Amen. Nan, I want to thank you so much for your faithful service through all these years and all these times. So many times, BJ, when we've had to say, Nan, can you fill in for somebody today? And you've always done it, Nan.
Yes, you have.
Thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be involved with this particular ministry.
Amen.
Looking forward to the next 500, Nan.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, and please tell your mother happy birthday from the radio gang at Living the Good Life. And Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14, and then we're going to get Betty in here in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land.
Whoa, that's what God's doing. Betty, are you here on the air with us, dear one?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh no, don't tell me you're froggy too.
But as the show goes on, we're both going to be healed.
Amen.
Amen.
And Betty, isn't that odd? Here we are last weekend just preaching and singing our lungs out up there in the revival, which was, by the way, an amazing time. And of one, I'm very grateful and all the ministry that took place and you and your daughter Megan singing your lungs out. I mean, we had church. Did we not have church? I mean, was there ministry to people or was there ministry, Betty?
Oh, I tell you, it was absolutely phenomenal. The Lord said that when he's going to do something, he's going to do it.
Right.
And it's amazing. It was adults, but it was also children.
Yeah.
Which is my heart.
Yes.
And I tell you, it just, Megan was out here just a few minutes ago. The Ninja and Minnie Mouse were here.
Oh, yes, I bet they were. Andrew and little Zoe Grace, right? The Ninja and Minnie Mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Minnie Mouse. Oh, just absolutely adorable. But, you know, it was so cool because Andrew was ministered to. Andrew was prophesied over.
Yes, he was.
And I tell you, it does a body good to be able to stand in the presence of Almighty God.
Yes.
And I mean, it still brings tears to my eyes. And Megan, what I was getting ready to say is that Megan and I were sitting around the table. We wish revival was still going on because you miss that covering, that shroud of security and peace and comfort, deliverance, that when the Lord shows up and you need something, it's just like what Pastor Jim read in Jeremiah, that when we call upon the Lord, he's listening to us.
Yes.
And we will find him if we seek him with all of our heart.
Right.
And it's amazing, in just the 2 days of the 4G kingdom living, is that in just 2 days, God set everyone free. It wasn't just a chosen few. Everyone
was
free, something that was had bothered them from their past.
Right.
And we're going to continue to pray for people who, you know, who rededicated, who found peace and comfort from, and deliverance from addiction and so forth. We have to continue to pray for those people and raise them up.
Yes.
So that they can be disciples and be able to do what the Lord wants them to do. And because I know if just one one rededicates or gives their life to the Lord, the Lord there is rejoicing in heaven.
Oh, amen.
And we might praise God. Thank God for you coming up and
it was a joy
giving the word of the Lord, because I had two or three people listen to the. Even my husband said, "Boy, that woman can preach the word." And I said, "Yes, she can."
Yes.
I said, when you're spirit filled like that and you're so driven by God's presence and by his power, it's amazing. It's amazing the things that happen. And we're so appreciative that you came up and were able to minister.
It was just an absolute joy. And you know, speaking about that, that song we just did, Leave It All Behind and Come to the Well. That's what it's all about, Pastor Jim, when people, if they can realize these verses in Jeremiah, which is what we started this show on 9.5 years ago, this passage. Go ahead. Talk to me about that. Why cough? Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I looked at verse 10 and it said, you know, you'll be in Babylon for 70 years and then I'll come and do all the good things I promised. I'll bring you home again. And this whole passage talks about, you know, it was Jeremiah's letter to the people that had been carried away into Babylon.
Right.
And, you know, they were in a foreign country and pretty much subjugated. I mean, their religion was looked at, you know, as, you know, stupid because they believed in this unknown, you know, in this God that nobody could see. But it was, they were there because they had walked away from God.
Right.
The nation of Judah had turned from God. And I love what it says here. In verse 14, I will be found of you. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes.
Amen.
I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and bring you home again to your own land.
Shoo.
Historically, of course, that speaks of the Jews returning to the land of Israel. But symbolically, it's for all of us, for any of us who have been held captive by whatever.
Yes.
You know, whether, you know, we've been captive in you know, in sin before we come to know Jesus. Whatever your captivity is, God says, it's done.
Right.
I have a plan. I have a future. I have a hope for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm going to bring you back to the land. I'm going to restore your fortunes.
Amen.
And that's what he does when we come to know him, is he restores our fortunes.
Yes.
He brings us out of the enemy's kingdom.
Right.
Well, and Paul said in Colossians, and transfers us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, of his beloved Son, Jesus.
And it's a huge change that happens in people when they really submit to God and say, okay, God, I'm coming to the well. I need that drink of fresh water, you know? And I think that's what Betty's talking about, what happened last weekend in revival. So many were just needing a refreshing. I had people say, I was weary. I was tired. I was sick. I was lonely, whatever the case may be. And what God did was to bring himself. And he does that. He says, I give you a future. I give you a hope. I have great plans for you. And listening audience out there, we are not doing this show every single week just because we want to be heard on the air. It's nothing like that. We have always had as our mission statement that we want to bring hope. We want to bring courage. We want to bring purpose for living. We want to bring this all of us into a knowledge that God has good plans for us. He's not out there to beat us up. He's not out there to put cancer on us or sin on us or punishment on us. God is a good God. And when we approach his throne of mercy, we find grace in time of our need. Betty, isn't that what happened last week to every one of us? Not just the people that were standing in the chairs and the pews, so to speak, but you, Megan, me, Cindy, Teresa, the whole gang, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, what is so wonderful about this passage is that the Lord has not forgotten his people. And one of the things that really stood out to me is afterwards is that with the presence of Almighty God is that he found us right where we were.
He did.
Right where we are, no matter where we were, no matter what we had done. And my grandson, Andrew, had made mention, he says, do you know Jesus was on the floor? And, you know, I said, what do you mean he was on the floor? He goes, maybe he was on the floor. Well, I think what he saw was is that Jesus comes to our level.
Yes.
He came to us the way that we were. And he came to several people as they were.
Yeah. And some were on the floor, so.
And some were on the floor. My daughter was on the floor. There were several people that were even in chairs, but their spirit was on the floor.
Yeah, submission to God.
Submission to surrender.
Yes, absolutely.
To God, and that's where he met them.
Right.
He met them right where they left it.
Right.
And God is everything. I heard the first part of the radio show, and you know, God is omnipotent. He is everywhere.
Yes.
And it was just so wonderful that, you know, even children are seeing what God's doing.
Oh, amen.
And they're so innocent, and that's how we have to combat innocence.
Yes.
It's to not be so fearful, not be so critical, not be so arrogant, not be do not let sin become our idol, and to come back to Jesus right where you left him, come back and be a part of excuse me, I'm so sorry. And be a part of the kingdom of God.
Oh,
and,
amen.
You know, it's like being a part of the radio show is, you know, when I first came on, I didn't think I was worthy enough to be on the radio. That was my dream, was to be on radio.
Right.
And I wanted, of course, Christian radio, it came about. And it was just an answer, a long answered prayer is, Lord, wherever you want me, use me. And one of my dreams was to be on the radio.
Right.
And I didn't think I knew the word enough. I have a hard time with memorization for scriptures. But you know, the Holy Spirit leads us in all aspects of our life.
Amen.
And that's the part that has been so wonderful to be on the radio with all the radio team members and my friend PJ and my good friend, Pastor Marcia McAllister. It's just been a blessing to be able to minister with both of you and all of the radio team members. And how the Holy Spirit works through us.
Oh, amen. He does. I want to take us to Ephesians 3. And again, Pastor Jim, if you can read and save my voice, verses 14 to 21. The one that just kept coming to me, Betty, as you were speaking, was Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us. And I think this kind of sums up, but I think I want to go back to starting with verse 14 before we do this next song, because my point is this: it takes courage to step out and be what God wants you to be in this day and age. It takes courage to take the promises of God and apply them to your life. It takes courage to believe that what God says he's going to do for you, he will do, and you're going to believe it. You know, all of that takes courage, and you guys know that the next song is going to be courageous, right? Because that's kind of down in my spirit right now. I've just got a couple CDs here.
It's a casting crown sort of.
It's a casting. It is. And I'm just letting the Holy Spirit show. But we're just winging it, by the way, audience, because we have so much we could say. We could be on the air for 12 hours straight right now with all of the blessings that God has done through 500 shows and everything that.
We ought to talk to Lola about them.
A marathon?
Living the Good Life Marathon.
We had one on Starcom Radio Network 2 weeks ago. It was just our shows all weekend, Saturday night and Sunday night, 12 hours each.
I'm talking live marathon.
Live marathon. Well, we might be able to pull that off.
That'd be great.
But Betty, it goes along with what you're saying, that when we are courageous enough to accept what God has. Yes, there were a lot of children that were ministered to last weekend. And it was a beautiful thing how they just sobbed and broke down and needed a touch from God and received that power that he had for them to be able to go on in each of their situations. So, Pastor Jim, let's read maybe 14, 15, 16, someplace right in there, and then we'll do this next song in a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong.
Mm.
And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide and how long, how high and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
Wow, good stuff. What translation are you in today?
The Living.
The Living? Yeah, because that really says what we're talking about. That as we pray for people to receive the power, to receive everything God has for them, and understand how much God loves them, then they begin to change. And we saw that last weekend, Betty, didn't we? As people began to get the message that God is good, that he loves us no matter what's going on in our lives, then they were able to receive the blessings that he had for them. Do you want to comment on that, PJ, before I go back to Betty? And then we'll do Courageous.
Well, that's so true. I mean, here it is. It's very plain that we can understand how high, how deep, how wide, how long is God's love, so that we can be made complete. And if we don't understand God's love, and these verses I try and pray daily for myself.
Oh, wow.
Seriously, and it's a great prayer, everybody.
Yeah, it's great.
There's a great one in Ephesians chapter 1, too. But because it, like Paul says, God's love is beyond understanding. We're never going to know it fully, certainly not this side of heaven. But I pray each day for a deeper understanding, because that's how we become, as it says here, complete with all the fullness of life and power.
Praise God.
That comes from God. We grow in our fullness of our walk with him and our power. We grow in his presence as we come to experience his love more and more. But that takes a revelation.
Yes.
That's
right.
We can talk about God's love, but here it talks about knowing.
Yes.
That you may have the power to understand, that you may know God's love. And we can all talk about it. I talked about it for a long time before I had even an inkling of how much he really did love me.
Amen. And when we get that down on the inside of us, then we're ready to accept the blessings. Mm-hmm. We're ready to accept the healings, the blessings. Go ahead, Betty, and then we'll go to Courageous.
Well, I think one of the things that we saw, and we will continue to see as each day goes on, is that when we pray for power, it's not what the Message Bible says is brute strength. It's glorious inner strength.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And a lot of that comes from prayer. It comes from trusting and mm-hmm. being courageous, not being afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. It's having a mindset change. It's repositioning yourself in the spirit realm to say, God, I'm here. Whatever you want, I'm willing to do. It's glorious. It's glorious. It's wonderful. It's such a peace knowing that God is with us, and if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Oh, and you know, God's raising up a whole group of courageous warriors that really want to become all God has for us to become, that really want to live at the well of his presence.
We were made to be courageous.
Yes, we were.
We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid.
to the call. We will love our wives and children. We refuse to let them fall. We will reignite the passion that we bury deep inside. May the watchers become warriors.
To be courageous, folks. We were not made to be little weak Christians. We were meant to follow the promises God has for us and to live in those. We were meant to grab a hold of Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to make all what? To him who is able to make to do immeasurably all that we ask or think, according to the power that's at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations. You know, there is so much more that God has for us that we have not even begun to tap into. Pastor Jim, there's so much more. We go along, it just seems like status quo. So many people that are believers. And last week we taught on discipleship, not just believer, being believers, but being disciples. And Betty, you can throw your 2 cents in here on that in just a second. But God wants us to grasp the fact that there is so much more. Now to him who is able to do so much more that we could even imagine in our lives.
I like the way the New Living Translation puts that. Now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. We were talking about
more.
God being infinitely powerful,
yes.
Infinitely knowledgeable,
yes.
Infinitely present.
Yes.
And here it's infinitely more.
Right.
Than, you know, sometimes more than we can even imagine asking God, he's able to do.
That, there you go.
And
That's it.
We, for whatever reason, sometimes tend to limit God. Well, you can heal this, but I bet you can't heal that.
Right.
Or I know you're concerned with this, you know, this big area, but you may not be concerned with this little area.
We limit God.
Yeah. It's everything, every single thing he's able to do.
Doesn't James say you have not because you ask not? And I think so often we just don't believe God enough for all the miracles and the changes he wants to do in our lives. Betty, since you were at that powerful 4G Kingdom Living Revival last weekend, I'm going to let you speak to that.
Okay. sorry, I just got off a coughing fit.
Oh, good. Good.
one of the things that I think that when people reach out and experience the wholeness of God, that they understand that glorious inner strength.
Are you talking about wholeness or holiness?
wholeness.
Wholeness, okay.
Wholeness. That he encompassed, because of his ever-present love and his omnipotence that you were talking about, you know, at the beginning of the show, is that he encompassed all of it.
Right.
He doesn't just take a tidbit here and a tidbit there. Is that once we get into the total surrender, the giving up, of letting go of the past, he's able to do such a mighty work in us. And one of the things that you highlighted on, I don't remember which day it was, I think it was Sunday, that just hit me right between the eyes, is I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. I'm going to be a disciple.
Right.
Because... And I'm going to tell you why here in a minute, if I can compose my my emotion, is that there's so many things that encompass a Christian, but there's only a few things that encompass a disciple.
Right.
And it's someone who wants to follow Christ.
Yes.
I want to be like the disciples in such a way that if he calls me, I drop everything and I go. If I was a fisherman, I would drop my net and I would follow him. That's the depth of my commitment after the 4G kingdom living. And
Amen.
One of the things that really stood out to me is the problem. And I think you should preach on this sometime on the radio about the problem, the promise, and the provision
mm-hmm.
or the resolution.
I have.
Where have I heard that before?
Right. I have a beacon a few years back.
And it's amazing once that you give your whole heart, mind, soul, and body to Christ, in the heights that he can raise you to levels that you cannot comprehend.
Yes.
Is his peace, his love, his goodness. I mean, that's his grace. I mean, it becomes alive. You get out of that mundane day-to-day activity, and the only thing that you want to do at that point is the first thing in the morning is you want to stay in his, you want to get in his presence. You pray and you praise God and you seek his face, and you want to stay in that presence all day long.
Yeah.
And once you come to that reality, that God is ever present with us, that he is before us, he is in us, and he wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to live in his fullness. And it's so hard to imagine what God can do once we let him.
Go ahead, PJ. You're exactly right, Betty, and right on. Go ahead.
I wish I could have been there.
You will be soon.
But I know. It's
Amen.
I'm trying to say this because I don't want this to sound judgmental, and I'm not being judgmental. But anybody can call themselves a Christian.
Right. Exactly. Point we made.
And you know, I made up this little thing years ago. A Christian is not known by the cross they wear, but by the cross they bear.
Yeah.
And it's that sort of thing,
right?
That, and I agree, Betty, I want to be, and I talked about this actually, well, when I was on the radio with Nan too, a little bit. We need to be disciples. We need to be committed. We need to be, like you said, Betty, first, like believers were in the first century. I mean,
That's right.
I'm sorry. It took guts to be a believer in the
did.
First century, because it could mean your life.
Right.
You know, think of Stephen and of Paul, all the trials of persecutions he went through, and Peter and all the rest of the apostles. It took commitment
right.
to be a believer in the first century. And I think, and so many things that call themselves Christian today are not.
Exactly.
You know, and I was kind of shocked.
Right.
I was kind of shocked when, you know, Betty, you said, well, she, you know, said, I'm not going to call myself a Christian anymore. My heart skipped a beat there. But yeah, but that's true, because there's so many wrong beliefs about what it means to who a Christian is anymore, because
right.
And you know, we shot ourselves in the foot as believers way too many times by just doing stupid things in the name of Jesus.
Exactly.
And it's given the world a warped view of what true Christianity is.
Exactly.
So I like that. I'm going to be a disciple. I'm a disciple of Jesus.
Well, I'll give you this little nugget that I taught, and I'm going to play this song right now. The people after Jesus went to the cross and rose again, they were only called Christians two or three times in the New Testament. I think it's three. And twice they were called believers, but 255 times in the New Testament they were referred to as disciples. And a disciple is one who follows and who wants to become like.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is perfect. There is none like you. Let's become like him. Let's become like him. Disciples. None like you.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
We love you so much. You're the reason that we live. You have given us a joy. You have brought peace into our lives. So many out there are hurting, Lord, and they need to know that there is none like you. And Lord, we have spent all these many dollars and all these many years of bringing this program because we believe that you are. You are the reason. You are the reason that we exist. There's none like you. And Lord, our prayer is that as we continue on, week after week, that countless numbers of people will find that you are the reason to live. Amen. That you're their source, that you're the healer of their bodies, that you're the one that brings peace and joy when we need it the most. Lord, there is none like you. We thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name. Talk to me, Betty, so I can cry a minute.
Well, I'm right there with you. One of the things that really hit home last weekend is that people need the Lord. There is none like him. There is nothing in this world that you can find that even compares to him. He has such a way of gathering in his sheep. And there's no place I'd rather be than in a field with the Good Shepherd.
Amen.
One of the things that God gives us a choice. And I just pray that in the next few minutes, maybe even after the show, that those who are just a little hesitant of really understanding what we're talking about, is that you will find in the next few minutes that peace that passes all understanding.
Amen.
That you will not ignore the calling that God has put on your life, whether it be to be on this radio, whether it's to be on this radio program, or if it is to be a harvest hands for Jesus Christ.
Yes.
To bring in the harvest, because the harvest is great.
Amen.
And there he's, and if he's calling you, answer his call and listen to that still, quiet voice that keeps saying, hey, I need you. I want you. And there is no greater. There's no greater power. There's no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Oh, amen. Talk to us, PJ. We got about a minute before we got to go to station ID.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
I know. That song is such a worship song for me, too. I mean, it just brings me right there.
Yeah.
And truly, people can touch our hearts. Books can touch our hearts. But no one does it like God.
No.
I mean, he gets to the root of the issue.
He sure
and
does. That's good. Right.
I mean, he gets right to the root and takes care of it.
He does.
I mean,
amen.
And
amen.
The really wonderful thing about God is he doesn't show us something about ourselves without giving us the power and the authority to change it.
That's right.
You know, he doesn't leave us hanging in the wind or anything. He says, okay, like Betty said, you know, you need to change this. And then he gives you the power to do it.
That's right.
You know, he just doesn't say, okay, you need to change. See you when you get better. He gives us the power to do it, and he walks with us through whatever that is.
Yes, he certainly does. He makes it possible. We can become all that God wants us to be. Back to Jeremiah 29:11. You don't have to go there. I'm just going to quote it, for I know.